Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, in every single house, you'll find the same basic pieces. You've got your foundation, you've got your walls and the roof. Well, the same is true for your retirement. And today you're going to learn about the basic pillars in a solid retirement plan. Eric, welcome.
Well, thanks. And yeah, I just wanted to kind of cover over this one big, huge thing, which is supposedly so big, and that's the SECURE Act. And this, they're billing it as the biggest change in the last 10 years, the retirement plans. I think that's mainly because there hasn't been any other ones. So
the only change.
It's also probably the smallest at the same time, I guess, is probably the other way you could say that. Well, so what exactly do they do? Well, the Senate jumped on this. I mean, the House passed it in May, and it only took the Senate 7 months to finally vote.
Oh, that's right, because I remember in the summer they were talking about it.
Yeah, so it's a law that we kind of knew was coming, but since it had been just growing old and, you know, getting dusty and just sitting in the cobwebs, and almost everybody was starting to think it may never end up happening, but they did finally pass it. And so what are the two or three big things? Well, one of them is if you were born July 1st, 1949, that means you would turn 70 and a half in sometime in 2020. And you would have to normally take out money out of your 401ks and IRAs. And that's what they call required minimum distribution. Uh-huh. And so that's when you start having to finally pay that tax back that you basically withheld from the government and said, let me try to invest it and I'll try to do a good job for you, Uncle Sam, and hopefully you'll get a lot of my money at retirement. Well, you don't actually say it that, but that's how it ends up working.
Yeah.
And so what happened was that new law change basically moves us to age 72. So what does that mean? That means all those people wait one more year.
Okay.
Wow. Not super exciting,
not
right?
Not super exciting, but
so some people
more.
It might be a full 2 years, but Some people it might be just actually one calendar year, because it's just the year in which you turn 70 and a half. Now it's the year in which you turn 72. If you turn 70 and a half in 2019, sorry, you're out of luck. You still got to take money out.
Okay.
And so you don't get to have that one part. But the really, and then the other small item is if you're over 70 and a half, now you can fund a deductible IRA, where before you could only fund a Roth IRA once you hit 70 and a half. Not a huge, huge deal probably, because you're having to take money out at the same time as you can put it back in, which is just weird. The big, big change, though, that's really hurting a lot of people and it's going to really change the way inheritance is done, is there's always been this thing called the stretch IRA. And what that basically said was, you know, if your mom or dad passed away and they leave you the money in their IRA or their 401k, you take that money out based on a formula based on their age at their death and your age. And so for most people, that could be 20, 30, 40 years that they had to take that money out by. So they always had to take a little bit every year. But, you know, again, it wasn't really that much. And you could always take out more if you needed it. But you had to take out some. Now the whole thing's got to be cashed in 10 years. So if you're working, making good income, and your parents were nice enough to leave you some money, you're going to be in a really bad tax bracket for quite some time until that money is all spent. And so you have to cash that in, give the government that money very quickly. So, it's going to really change a lot of how people inherit it and the options, and really may look at stuff like life insurance or maybe other tools to use to really kind of help do a lot more planning in terms of leaving a legacy and not leaving a tax burden to your loved ones. So we'll be talking about that more as you know, kind of more strategies come out. But so that's kind of like a stay tuned and and really know about all the tax stuff, and it's going to be definitely different.
Yeah, exactly. So the SECURE Act has passed, and everybody in retirement will have to deal with that. The new year for the required minimum distributions is when they turn the year they turn 72, and that's for people back up on the date of July 1st, 1949. Can you explain that again, Eric?
Well, because those people would have turned 70 and a half in January 1st of 2020.
Oh, okay.
And so you had to be, so as long as you were under 70 and a half by 2020, your date is 72.
Okay, very good. Gotcha.
Which is really just either you know, 2021 or 2022, if you know, for those people who just moved. So, so it's not hugely different, but.
But it is something different. And then, of course, like you said, no longer the stretch IRA. So if you have any questions about this, of course, Eric is the guy that you can talk to. He and his team at Heckman Financial can help you with all of these things regarding retirement. And they are here for you. Really, all you have to do is give them a call. You can go in and visit with Eric, have your discovery visit about any questions that you need answers on. So let me give you Eric's number again. It is 800-454-1184. You can also just text the word visit if you're somebody who likes to text. Text that same number, 800-454-1184. And then you can just text in the word visit and you'll get a reply that way. And you can set up an appointment that way if you like to text instead. Let's get into what are some of the four pillars of all retirement plans. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, a house has basic pieces. It's got the foundation, it's got the walls and the roof. What are the foundations of a retirement plan?
Well, there's a couple different things. And, you know, protection, you know, making sure that some of that money doesn't go away, that's guaranteed by somebody, some institution. Liquidity, obviously having access to your money. Of course, you want the money to grow. And when you retire, you got to have income. So, you know, those are the big items. And, you know, those are one way to kind of think about how you're planning stuff when you're looking at different products. Really what happens is most products especially out of, you know, in terms of liquidity, growth, and protection, when we're talking about those three, because income can kind of come out of all of them depending on how you have structure, but really the protection, liquidity, and growth, almost every product gives you two of those, but none of them really give you all three. So again, that's where you want to kind of play in the puzzle and putting the which piece goes where. That's where you have to have more than one tool to get all those different aspects. And that's where you kind of go, oh, is this tool right for me or wrong for me? Well, and what am I looking for? Am I looking for, you know, growth over, you know, protection, or am I looking for liquidity over growth? You know, those different things. And that's the one way to kind of be thinking about how you build out your plan.
So which of these pillars do you start with when you're building a plan, Eric?
Well, it really depends on what age you are and what time frame, right? So, when you're younger and stuff, yeah, you should probably have some money liquid in a savings account and stuff like that. But protection beyond that's probably not a big deal. You know, you really just want that money to keep growing and growing and growing, because you're not going to touch it for 10, 20, 30, maybe 40 years. Now, if you're 50, 55, 60, and you're getting closer to retirement, that's when you want to make sure you got some protection there. That's when you want to make sure you have some growth. And that's when, of course, you need to start planning out that income. How are you going to get money back out of all those tools? And, you know, that's really when you have to start building a big plan. And so when you're talking about planning, you have to have income, of course, first, or else you're never going to be retired. You're just going to be unemployed. So, yeah, you can't retire without income. So how are you going to get that income? Well, you know, if you have it all in the market, some years like 2017, 2019, that worked great. But 2018, where the market, you know, dropped that whole, especially that second half of the year, really ugly, that's not a good time to have everything in the market. That's why you want to have some money protected and some money that's not going to go away. So, you know, again, that's where you want to, depending on your age, time frame, you really want to first and foremost start off with an income plan and see how much income you need. And then you go into the investment plan. What I've created was the blueprint to worry less wealth. And we want you to worry less about retirement, more about having fun and enjoying life. Yeah, and you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. There's a link for our calendar system. Text us the word visit, or you can just call us old school. Actually talk to humans. So you can either text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we're talking about four retirement pillars, and these are the main things that every single retirement plan needs to have. That would be protection, liquidity, growth, and of course, income. So, Eric, why is protection one of the key pillars? What are we protecting our money from?
Well, really just from loss, right? So one of the things that I was a Boy Scout, my boys are all Boy Scouts, and you know, one of their mottos, of course, has always been be prepared. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about retirement, that's even more critical, because most people, when you're working, you kind of go, oh, we can let it ride, you know, just don't react, all these different cliche type things that they tell you to do when, you know, when the markets drop. That's fine for somebody who's working. But once you start retiring, you know, you can't just say, I'm not going to be retired this month because the market's down. So can somebody give me a paycheck? Right? No, that doesn't happen. So, yeah, you're going to have to take some money out. And so then what happens? Well, if the market's down, you're locking in losses. You're, you know, maybe taking big, big, painful hits. And those shares never come back because you spent them. You know, you had to live on them. So having some money in a guaranteed account someplace, now, of course, it could be the banks, which are horrible in terms of interest rates, could be the U.S. government, which is, again, horrible in interest rates right now. And then it could be insurance companies. And insurance companies right now, as it stands, are at least probably 1% to 2%, and some products 3% or 4% higher than those other two options. So, you know, that's typically the tool we're using most right now. And so that's one place where you can have some money that's guaranteed, that's not going to go away. And then, you know, if you need it, you touch it in those bad years. If it's a great year where the market's up 20, 30%, sell the money in the market because, hey, it's up 20, 30%. You're supposed to sell high. People hate doing that. But that is a goal. So, you know, and then the other part, of course, is we're all living longer, right? So what happens then? One of the new things that the Secure Act also allows now is a lot more provisions to allow for annuities to be into your 401k plan. Now, is that a good or bad thing? We'll see how they implement it. So it's been around forever for teachers, and they've had some of the worst products. Somebody hangs out in their break room, tries to talk them into the most expensive, worst product in the world that pays that guy the biggest commission. So, yeah, hopefully those types of things don't get thrown into your 401k. But if they're good ones, they can be really great. So depending on what type and what product, I mean, you got to know all the little gotchas and the little tricks and stuff. But a lot of the annuities can be a really great tool to basically buy your own pension, buy your own lifetime income, where you know that money's never going to run out. One of the things that were cited a bunch about the Secure Act when they were passing it was the fact that there was one estimate I read in the Wall Street Journal saying 41% of all Americans will run out of money in retirement, you know, where they're in terms of their savings right now. So, So the annuity can kind of come in there and at least protect you and have some money left on top of Social Security. So, yeah, there are some options out there. Again, you want to be very careful with those. You want to know all the rules and really know why this product versus another one. And I mean, I've got a client who spent some time in Florida. She met with some guy. I mean, I looked at his website. The only thing his website talks about is fixed index annuities. Mm-hmm. I mean, his entire company only does one product. And so if you talk to him about anything, what's the answer going to be?
That one product.
That one product, right? There ain't no other answer. So, and then, of course, I looked at the product she got, and I'm like, it's not one I would use for you. It's not the best for accumulation. It's better for some other kind of people, but... Yeah, you know, and so that's the hard part is a lot of times people don't realize what they're getting into. And so you want to talk to somebody who's not just only about that one thing, but how can they throw that into more of a cohesive plan?
So, Eric, we've saved up all this money. And so obviously we want to keep as much as we can when we're retired. How can we keep taxes from taking too much of a bite out of it?
Well, right now, more than ever, people should be doing a lot more Roth stuff. I mean, we've got the lower tax brackets till 2026. So, hey, if taxes are on sale, nobody likes to pay them sooner, but you might want to pay them sooner and get off the whole, I'm loaning my money to the government and they're going to pick the interest rate I'm going to pay this loan back at. Because that's really what a 401k or IRA is. You know, you say, hey, I'm going to dump $26,000 into my 401k this year, and I'm not going to have to pay taxes, so that's so great. You know, that maybe, say, if you're roughly 30%, right, that may save you about $7,500 or so in taxes that you don't have to pay. But that $26,000, maybe that grew to $100,000 in retirement. Well, now you got to pay $30,000 in tax. So did you save money or did you just delay the money?
Yeah.
And what happens if that bracket changes? So say that bracket now is 35, maybe, you know, $35,000 that you owe. And so maybe you deferred at 30 and took it out at 35%. Ouch. You know, that's not good planning. And so that's one of the things that we've all been kind of drilled into our heads, fund the 401k. But you know, you might want to see if you have a Roth option, if you have can fund a Roth IRA or something. But you know, more and more, if you can get that money be tax-free and out of the government's hands, you're going to be way better off. Also now, of course, for your beneficiaries, as we mentioned too, they're going to have to close out that account over 10 years. So if you did a really great job and built up all this taxable money, well, ow, it's going to really hurt them a lot. So again, more and more, if you can get that to be tax deferred and tax free, way better than just tax delayed, which is really what a 401k and IRA are doing. So, you know, taxes are going to be a big thing. Most people don't do any sort of tax allocation. So, you know, one of the things we have here at Heckman Financial is a report where we can talk about those tax issues. But also when we meet with people, we actually talk about how much is their tax allocation risk on top of their investment allocation risk. But if you'd like to get a copy of this report, you know, it's always getting updated. So, you know, we'll get all the newest information in there as soon as we can, of course. But really, knowing what tax strategies you should have for retirement is really critical. So if you want to get a copy of that report, all you have to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184, and we'll send you the link right away. Or also, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and request it right there.
And tell us how much of our retirement savings needs to be liquid, Eric.
Well, people always overpay for liquidity. So, you know, if you have money in a bank account right now, you're lucky if you get 1%, right? So one of the solutions can be to at least move it to, you know, one of these online banks. I mean, just search online savings accounts. Since those don't have branches and they don't have people there, you know, you just transfer back and forth from your checking account. Typically, those are going to get you closer to 2%. So at least that's a little bit better. It's still not much. Yeah, it's really not even keeping pace with inflation. So really, the best rule of thumb I usually like to use is 6 months of whatever you spend on a monthly basis. So if that's $6,000, $7,000, you know, $10,000, $3,000, you know, whatever that number is, multiply that by six, you know, and that's how much you should have. So, you know, if you have spend $6,000 a month and, you know, times six, $36,000, you know, have around that number. Now, sometimes people emotionally just like, now they've got some weird number that they always have to have in the bank. I mean, I had one client, a husband who passed away, said you had $100,000 in the checking account. I don't know why a checking. Why not earn interest? So sometimes people have that whatever emotional need or whatever you want to call it for having some money in that rainy day fund. That's okay too, but don't have that to be too much because you're not getting hardly anything today out of that. And so that's really going to cost you money in the long run. So yeah, have some liquidity, but not a ton of liquidity.
How do you build a retirement budget that's designed to give you the freedom you need in your earlier years, but also to cover your healthcare and other expenses in your later years of retirement, Eric?
Yeah, well, you have to really look at that number. And my rule of thumb is take the last 12 bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. So everything you spent in the last 12 months, divide by 12. That's how much you actually really spent. And that's most likely what you're going to spend in retirement. That may not count your health care, because lots of health times the health care is paid from your, you know, your paycheck before it goes to your bank. And so you may need to add that back in. And then, of course, you need to have that increasing with inflation. So you need to have that money growing over time. Again, so that's one of those things where having an income plan is going to really help you figure this all out. You want to run this out for not only inflation for how much you're going to spend, but also you want to look at the tax ramifications, all the various types of assets you have. Really, you got to look at all that. So what we've done here is we've created the blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you worry less about retirement, more about having fun, enjoying life. And what we do is we create that income plan for you. We show those numbers, show you what path you're on right now today. Then we look at, how's your investment? What risk and how much volatility? What kind of roller coaster are you on from here going forward with the assets that you have today? If that's something you want to take advantage of, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or you can call also 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online right now at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So you need all four of these things, these retirement pillars, to battle threats that are out there. Threats like healthcare costs and taxes, which we've already talked about, and also inflation. So why do we call inflation the silent killer of a retirement income plan?
Well, just because it's a little sneaky, right? And things just creep up, and then all of a sudden you find yourself saying, well, I remember when that was only this much, right?
I do it now.
Yeah, it's like, that's how much, right? So, that's one of those things that unfortunately happens to us all and then makes us all feel old. And so, yeah, that is one of those, no matter what, you know, constants of life, things will always get more expensive over time. And so, you know, think back 30 years from now, 30 years ago, I should say, and say, what were you making then? Now, how much, what was your, financial situation like 30 years ago? Now, project that in 30 years in the future, but try to still live on that same income. I mean, it'd be pretty tough.
Right.
I've had clients around here where, literally they've bought cars that were more expensive than their house when they first bought it, because they bought it 40, 50 years ago and, paid 10 or 20 grand for it.
Right.
So, now it's $1.5 million or something crazy. Oof. So that's the thing that you have to watch out for is that's going to slowly eat away a lot of your income. So that's why you can't just retire on one income and one set dollar amount and say you're done. And, some people are lucky enough to have a pension. And so I've worked with a lot of like Lockheed or Northrop people around here. And one of their problems with their pensions, it's great to have a pension, but one problem is it's flat, meaning it doesn't change. And so like a lot of the government pensions, those keep increasing. Well, most of us don't even have a pension at all, which means we have to somehow have our money keep increasing. And so that's why you have to really plan for that number to keep going up. And obviously you want to have fun. So there's also a little bit of a reality check of how are you going to spend money in retirement. And typically, you're going to spend a lot more in those earlier years. And so you also may need to have even more money for just the extra fun factor for the first five, 10 years when you're in your, what we like to call your go-go years. When you're in your slow-go years where you may be doing more, you know, less hikes and more organized trips or, you know, things like that, maybe not quite as much. And then later in life when you have your probably your no-go years where you could probably go someplace, but you probably just won't.
Choose not to.
You know, so maybe won't go years. Those years, then you may need to instead have more money, again, for healthcare issues and other things. So, yeah, so you always want that money to be growing and getting bigger.
So we need the growth, but which do we need more of? Do we need protection more or growth more, Eric?
Well, really, you need both, which is never a good answer, right? It's like, well, hold on, that's not really an answer. Just need both. And so really what you have to do is look at your overall plan. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've got one client at working at Apple. He's done great and built up a lot of assets thanks to the stock going up so well. And so we've been kind of constantly diversifying it. And he's almost to the point now where, you know, he really doesn't need growth because he's got almost enough saved up that he's what I like to call financially done. You know, now any risk that he takes is going to be really for more the fun of taking the risk and not the need to take the risk. So once you're over probably 5 million or so, most people don't need the growth. Now, obviously you want to have some money still growing, but you know, some people are kind of just not smart about it and they'll take a ton of risk and then they'll lose it all. We saw this in the dot-com days. We saw this in 08. So a lot of times, if you've got enough assets, you should probably lock in a lot of those and keep them there. But even if you don't have as many assets, you still want something that's not going to go away. So, you know, in those bad years. But again, you need to have some of that money growing to keep that increasing income paying out. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a balance of both, but it really depends on where your assets are and how much they are.
Now, are there ways to build potential growth into a plan and not put all your savings at risk in the market?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. So my way to divide up assets for clients have always been three types of money. So of course, we all know about the market money, our 401ks, IRAs, all pretty much, well, especially the 401k forces you into stock market and bond market money. But on top of that, you want some steady income. These are things that today's world, we're paying 5, 6, 7%. They're not in the stock market. They're not volatile. So they're very steady, given that money. Now, even though you're not retired today, still having that money and that cash flow coming in can just go into your portfolio and be diversified. But again, the point is to have that money just constantly flowing in. And then lastly, you want to have some foundational assets. These would be assets that can't go away. So these are the truly protected assets. And, you know, some of those assets, they still grow at, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5%, but some years they can do double digit growth and have some really great years there. And again, still be totally protected where you can't ever lose it again. So that's what you want to do, is have a balance of all these things. And really that's the key to retirement, is how do you, you know, allocate these all together and how do you kind of fit them into one cohesive plan? So, you know, one of the things we do have here is a checklist where you can kind of see all the different options out there. You can look at the different things that you should be thinking about. And then once you have that checklist, at least you can say, oh, I've done this. Oops, I haven't done this. And start working on that aspect of your plan. So again, if you wanted to get a copy of that, all you got to do, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or go online, wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric, you've mentioned that our strategies need to change. By the time we enter retirement, we need to do things a little bit differently. How do you help someone find that right balance between their growth potential and then the principal protection of their plan?
Yeah, that's always a tough one. And really what you're thinking, you know, again, it's all about options, right? So lots of times I talk to people about, you know, those red tool chests. At least I've got one red.
Yeah.
I guess we have a black and other colors, but
we have a red one too.
So for some reason they tend to be red more.
Yeah.
And there's lots of tools in there. And so if you're taking off a bolt, typically you're going to use a wrench to take off a bolt, you know, and that makes most sense. But what if that wrench is rusted, you know, that bolt is rusted shut and that wrench just won't turn it? Well, then you might need to get a saw and cut that bolt right off.
So just cut it off.
So what's the better tool for the job? Well, what's the circumstance, right?
Yeah.
So that's the tougher part. And so you need a little bit of both, because you never know what situation you're going to have. And, you know, you may think you're going to only need a wrench, but then all of a sudden, whoa, hold on, I need a saw. Well, if you didn't bring one with you or you don't have one, you know, handy, now what are you going to do? How are you going to solve this problem? And so, again, that's one of the things you have to be thinking about down the road in retirement is there's going to be different situations where, you know, sometimes everything's going good, so you just take the money out of the market, everything's fine. And then, of course, there's always going to be that inevitable downturn, that market that corrects and gets ugly for, on average, about 10 months, you know, is usually how long it takes, 10 to 15 months for the stock market to, you know, reset and regroup after a big drop. But that's a year, right, of you needing money and locking in losses. Those didn't matter when you were working, but man, now you need another tool in the tool chest to protect yourself from having to cash in those shares and having to lock in those losses. So again, that's where having some money, ideally in something that's earning more like 3 to 5%, not bank account stuff, but stuff that's, you know, that's still guaranteed, but still earning a lot more money. And so again, you want to have the options on both sides. And you want to see, okay, maybe can I take out, say, a year's worth of money if I need to? So is that 20 grand? Is that 50? It depends on Social Security. It depends if you have a pension at all or any of those types of things, how much you're spending. But again, you know, that's where if you have options, it's great. If you have no options and 100% of your money's in the stocks and bond market, ouch. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, and there's not much options there. Having that money, having some sort of portion of your money that's going to never run out and it's not dependent on the government is a huge, huge, you know, savings in retirement. Really makes you be able to worry a lot less. And of course, that's our goal. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of and learn a little bit more, you can either set up a phone call or video chat or just meet with us in person. But all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. You can either call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
So you are a reverse mortgage expert, and of course, got to always start off with, what the heck is a reverse mortgage?
A reverse mortgage allows seniors to stay in their home without a mortgage payment, like they have now. They may have one or get cash out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could leave their money in a line of credit and just use it as they need it. They can get a monthly payment, whatever, you know, they need, so much a month that comes out automatically deposited in their checking account or wherever they want it, or just leave it there and use it as they need it, which is really nice because you don't start accruing interest on that money until you use it. It's not like, okay, you have $400,000 available and you're going to start paying interest on it.
Right.
If you leave it in the line of credit and get just so much a month, you won't. That's all you'll be accruing interest on. Let's say you want $2,000 a month. So they move $2,000 a month from your line of credit into your account. That's when it starts accruing interest.
And then, of course, the reverse part of this is the mortgage payment, right? You don't pay monthly. You pay when?
When you move. This has to be your primary residence. Okay. So if you sell the house and move, the loan gets paid off out of escrow, just like a regular mortgage, mm-hmm. or when you the last person alive dies and you leave it to the heirs. They have 6 months to say, you know, we want to keep this house. And they can pay it off. They can say, okay, this is the balance. We're going to pay it off with cash. We're going to get a mortgage to pay it off. And then they get to keep the house as long as the reverse is paid off. Mm-hmm. It's really just like a regular mortgage. If you have a regular mortgage and you're making payments and you pass away and you leave it to your children, they can't just live in the house. No. They have to pay that loan off. So it's the identical thing.
Right.
With this.
And they don't go in title. So that's the whole thing from the 80s where it was a couple of years there were, but those all went away decades ago.
Absolutely.
So nobody bank's goes. Not owning your house any more than the bank that has a mortgage on your house owns it today.
Exactly. No, you are the only one on title. If it's in a trust, it stays in the trust. The trust has to be reviewed, of course, by the attorneys to make sure that everything is copacetic with that. Okay. But yeah, I've been in this business for 14 years, never run across a trust that didn't qualify.
Yeah. Obviously, the first one is paying off the existing mortgage and not having a mortgage payment is one of the main reasons people do it. But tell us some other unique things or some cases recently that you've been working on and how people have been actually using those, the benefits here.
Healthcare is huge. I've got two clients right now that have gone through $500,000 and $600,000 worth of savings.
Wow.
And they don't want to put the husband or the wife in a facility. They want to keep them at home. So healthcare is very expensive. So they've got this big amount of money there that they can tap at no tax consequences.
Right.
So they do that to keep them in the home.
Yeah. And selling a house and paying a huge tax bill on the top of the fact that you just lost, you know, over a $500,000 to healthcare, that would not be wise.
No, not. Yeah. I have one client in Palo Alto, of course, the downtown Palo Alto.
Well,
in 1968, they paid $38,000 for this house. It's like 1,100 square feet, two bedroom, one bath, 5,000 square foot lot, and it appraised for right at $4
million. Wow.
And she had not done, she lost her husband, hasn't done one improvement. It was spotless, though. You could move in, but everything was original. And it's still appraised for that. So her accountant said, wow, you're going to owe, I mean, this capital gains is going to be.
Probably $1.5 million.
Yeah, it's going to be prohibitive. I mean, you're silly to sell it. Stay here. Leave when you pass it to your children, then they get that benefit. They'll get the step up in basis. So. And that's what she did. She did the reverse, and she's in her home, and she's happy as a clam.
I mean, that's one of the biggest things I get a lot of times is when we're first meeting with clients here, we have them fill out a little questionnaire. And one of the things that's probably on every third one is, can I afford to stay living here? Because a lot of them have their kids and grandkids close to them here, so they don't want to move away, or sometimes they're all living together.
Right,
often too. And so, you know, talk about that. I mean, do you have a lot of cases where that's the main reason people are doing it is just to stay in their house?
Absolutely. I don't want to move. Yeah. I've been in this house 50 years. I had one lady and gentleman, they were married, that we're going to be carried out feet first from this house. I'm not leaving. I don't want to leave here, but I'm having a problem making the payments. It's amazing how many seniors, not just in the 60s, but in the 80s, have big payments because they've mortgaged the home to help their children, mortgaged the home to give the children money to buy a home, go to school, help the grandkids go to school. So that's how their mortgages got so high. But now that they're in their late 70s, 80s, it's harder to make that mortgage payment.
Yeah, and the other one I see a lot of is home equity lines, and a lot of seniors like to use those. They maybe paid off their house and they get a home equity line and it gets bigger and bigger.
Right.
And now the interest rate has pretty much doubled on those this last year. And they're also not deductible anymore. As of January 1st of 2018, they weren't deductible. So, you know, have you seen a lot of that?
Yes.
Where people are paying those off?
Yes, because the line of credit, it keeps growing. It, just like you say, it gets bigger and bigger, and they have to make that payment. It's not like this one where there's no payment. You have a line of credit, and you can use it, but you don't have to make the payment until you don't live in the house anymore if you sell it. or the last one passes away. Then it's due. Then your children have the right, or whoever your heirs are, could be somebody else, doesn't have to be your children, but whoever you have as your heirs can say, we want to buy this house. We want it. So they have to pay off the mortgage, just as they would if you had didn't have the reverse and you had a mortgage. And they can keep the house.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. If you need any more information, you can go to our website, wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. But yeah, so let's talk more about some of the more unique ones. I mean, have you had other people taking money out for, you know, the two biggest ones I know by far are paying off your existing one and existing either mortgage or line of credit, and then also obviously the other big ones, the healthcare.
Right.
What other kind of unique things or strategies?
A really unique one was I had a client in San Francisco, beautiful apartment home up mm-hmm. there, and she was going to be 90.
Wow.
And she said she was a big party at the top of the mark. And she, I forget how many grandchildren she had. She said, I want to be able to give my grandchildren a check at my birthday party. I want to see the joy on their faces when they get this money. She says, when I'm dead and I leave it to them, I can't see what's going on. I won't exactly. be here. No. She says, so that's what she did. She took out the reverse. She gave them each a nice fat check. And she said it was the joy of my life to be able to see how happy they were with something from me. So that was, I mean, you could do whatever. Nobody tells you what to do with that money. You can do whatever you want. So in her case, she really wasn't in a position. She didn't have a mortgage. She just had a lot of equity in the house that she couldn't tap because of her age. And no income, you know, even though your credit is wonderful to try to go get a mortgage at 90 years old, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. How much money you got coming in? No, we're not going to make a loan.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So her choice was the reverse and she was thrilled to do it.
Yeah.
And the kids were thrilled, of course. I said, could I be one of your grandchildren?
Exactly.
It didn't work that way, though.
Again, it's a great way to get some money tax-free out of your house, lower the burn rate. And so, again, all she needs is a little bit of data, and she can do that analysis. So what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
You know, and also we have links on our radio page at wealthcreator.com. So definitely if you want to go to wealthcreator.com, you can find your email there. And, you know, you can also call us if you need to get a hold of her, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Well, that's all for this show. We'll have you back next month, but it's great having you here, Marilyn.
Great being here. Thanks.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We've come to the point in our show where Eric gives us a wealth success story. It's always a nice lesson to see how something ended up really great for someone. So what do you have this week for us, Eric?
Well, it's really more about, do you want to have a tax problem or no money problem? Tax problems always better than a no money problem.
Right.
So, you know, I've had several clients this year that were smart enough to say, hey, you know, maybe we should take some chips off the table. Maybe we should lock in some of these gains. And you know, one of them actually, he worked at a company, a startup about 4 or 5 years ago. Before he left, he paid $10,000 to purchase his options there. And then amazingly enough, they finally went public. The stock hit $100. He sold it. He happened to nail the price. It dropped right after that.
Ooh, so, sold high.
And he's going to pay taxes on the money.
Oh.
Who cares? Mm-hmm. He gets to keep the rest, right?
Yeah.
So even if the taxes were half, so what? You know, he still keeps the half. And, you know, so by keeping that money and locking that in, now you can reinvest it. You can put it in a lot of different other things. You know, I had another client do the same thing with his company, and he's been selling it off a few times. And, you know, he's in his late 40s, but we actually did some numbers, and he could probably retire if he really wanted to right now. You know, he's not sure what he'd do that early, but so you know, the nice thing is if you've got one of those big stock positions, and everybody, of course, never wants to sell those because, oh, it just keeps going up. At some point, it may change. And even if it doesn't, who cares? If you lock in some of that money, you know it's going to always be there. Then you know, won't have that chance of losing it. Really, that's one of those things to be thinking about is if you've got a large stock position and you're trying to figure out a way to get out of it or, you know, start, you know, minimizing it. I mean, anytime you have more than 10% of your assets in any one company, that's when you got to be very careful and very, very fearful. So again, start taking some of those chips off the table, lock in those gains, and you'll enjoy life a lot better.
So, all right, we've been talking about these goals today for every retirement plan: protection, liquidity, growth, and income. They're all very diverse. If we're missing any of these things from our own current strategy, what do we need to be doing, Eric?
Well, really just get yourself educated, right? So, I mean, if you know that you're missing something, then okay, figure out how am I going to add that to my plan? What should I be doing different? That's what we've created in the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth plan. So if that's something you want to get a copy of and sit down and, well, not copy, but if you want to sit down and create that plan to worry less, all you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.